Welcome back, I guess.
Maybe. Welcome
maybe.
To our patrons, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Not quite sure. If not, then just cut it out.
maybe welcome to no one.
Welcome to nobody. We'll no see. One knows. No one finds out. The secret life of Broad and his bulge.
Previously unknown until now. The bulge rises once more.
So if this does get released, out there to you wonderful people, this is what happened to Broad when he was shifted away, essentially.
He finally leveled up.
Go ahead and do a long rest.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and long rest. Next thing you know, You are in a different world, it seems like. Give me one second here. Pull this up.
Well, I guess it doesn't exist, and I got sucked into the void and died.
I'm dead.
There is no world. Goodbye.
As you come back to, you and this creature are now standing on a very large, sort of, almost like a crushed piece of rock, like a fragment of a meteor floating through space. As you look around, all you can see around you is just the emptiness of the void. And a few other of these sort of fragments of rock that just seem to float endlessly past you. The area around here just seems dead, quiet. There are no sounds. There seems to be no sort of indentation of time. There's no sun, no moon. The area itself just feels very bizarre and shifted.
I think there's one sound as Broad goes, "What the fuck?"
The creature speaks to you. This time you understand him. "I thought I'd bring you here so we could actually conversate."
Huh. Where is here?
"Well, my bizarre instrument playing child, welcome to Limbo."
How low can you go? That Limbo, or?
Not quite sure what you mean, but if that's how you envision it, that's how you envision it. Now, this area, believe it or not, is connected altogether to what's going on down in your realm, which you are no longer in. Welcome to a different plane. Is it your first time?
Yes, please be gentle. No, I mean, I've had a couple run-ins with some wacky magic, but never... No. This is just silly.
Yeah, I think it matches you quite.
So what kept you from... Actually, why'd you punch me in the face? How about that for a start?
Well, I don't really understand you. And hearing a voice in my head asking me to do something or punch it, I mean, I chose the latter.
No, that... Okay, I guess you got me there. That's forgiven.
Now, accompany me and we'll have a little walk here and talk. I'll give you a bit of a tip here. Please don't jump.
Oh god. Brad looks down, like off the meteor.
It's quite a... You won't fall, but let's just say if you're not touching something, you don't really have, gravity.
I just fucking... Get down on all fours. It's no good.
The rock you're currently on shifts over and sort of very finely, almost like a puzzle piece, lands next to another one that they form perfectly into a solid surface. On this accompanying rock, there is a large, almost cathedral-looking building, very similar to the one that you guys were just at.
Mm-hmm.
The creature that you now have identified as a Gith. He motions you to follow him over towards the building.
Yeah, I follow him in.
Going through the large double doors. On the inside, there are several other Gith, all of them wearing this sort of very interesting leather-like robing, very similar to the material that his clothing is made out of. As he comes in, they all give a small bow and then go back to their duties. The place looks very, very monasteric, very, very much like how a cathedral would be run. There are initiates, and there's these underlings that seem to be in his training.
Oh, so it's a pretty, I mean, would you call it like a nice place? It seems pretty civilized.
It's very civilized inside the cathedral, that is. This place, it seems very off-putting to be in some place like Limbo.
Yeah. What is all this? Is this where you people live?
This is where we take refuge. Our first home was a not very nice one. And after war erupted, we fled. And this is where we currently reside.
Are you all that's left here, or did you leave people behind? Or?
There's plenty more of us. Others are... It's a bit complicated.
I believe you.
The best way for me to explain it is our race of people disagreed. We had different ways of going about saving ourselves from enslavement. This disagreement became so primary that it erupted into an all-out war and separated our races to two different sides. Here you are with, we are the Zerai, the Gith Zerai. And in my opinion, the more civilized of the two.
Completely unbiased, right?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
But no, the others, they wanted more of a very brutal way of life. They wanted to grab our quote-unquote masters and dethrone them by force, killing anything that opposed them. We saw a more civilized way of keeping a civilization without brutality. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll still kill a few of those mind flayers here or there, but...
You'll still punch a guy in the face. No, I get it.
But we have a more civilized way of society here. We have our own rankings, our own roles, and we have a thirst for knowledge, where they just want more domination.
I dig that, but by the looks of this, did they win? Is that why you're all here, or...?
No. As I said, we didn't really have a place. We were enslaved by these mind flayers. The war broke out, separated us. I wouldn't really say there was a victor. More like we just went our separate ways.
Okay.
The Yankees, as the other ones are called.
The Yankees?
The Gith Yankee.
Okay.
They are out there still. More like raiders. They never wanted the war to stop, and are more picking fights with any race that they want.
And so they're... I mean, doesn't seem like we've got to worry about them, right? They're
on
a different plane, yeah.
They haven't really come to your material plane just yet. Whether they will or not, I don't know, but that's just kind of where we stand and why we're here. We're still at war with them, don't get me wrong, but it's a war I don't think will ever technically end, as they aren't very peaceful. They aren't negotiable. Now, the reason why I brought you here and wanted to talk was not because of us. It's not about us, more so a little incorrect fragment in the history of your world.
Huh.
'Cause we keep track of knowledge. We have watchful eyes everywhere we go. When our names are spoken, we know. And we heard about a possibility of us waging war with a group, a culture inside of yours. Those Finfolk, as your friend called them in your tongue.
Did you Did you open a rift in space and come to our world just to wag your finger and say, no, no, that's not right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes and no. I plane shifted. It's a very easy technique for someone like me. It takes a while to get down, but once you do, it's a pretty easy technique. Now,
shit, can you teach me?
That would take years and years of service, much like any kind of waves over to all the gifts that are currently in his little monastery.
Gotcha.
It takes a while to train for where I am. My name is Duck, by the way.
Oh yeah, I realized we hadn't... Sorry, Duck?
Dak.
Dak. My name is Brod.
I know your name, Brod. I know a lot.
Well, I know your name, Doc.
So
there.
More what I wanted to tell you is a bit of useful information. Wow. Back those years ago, this was before the split, when the Gith were just the Gith. We did have a bit of a run-in with those Finn folk, but we weren't the race that opposed them. We were sort of in debt to another race who helped a few of us flee from the Mind Flayers. And this race are the ones who opposed the Finn folk. So, in return for their services, we helped fight them off. And that is the bit of information you have learned.
Thanks. What was the other race, though?
The other race?
Gnomes.
They were gnomes.
That would be fucking great.
That'd be crazy.
I knew it.
Well, in your tongue, I suppose you would refer to them as the Skaven. They are an subterranean race of anthropomorphic rats.
Oh.
Now,
most
people, when they think of Skaven, there are just these scourge of these large humanoid rats carrying diseases and filth with them. Mm-hmm. They think of them as savages. They are just cannibalistic, ravage, and don't really have much of a society. However, this particular group, led by a lord of theirs, kind of brought them to a more civilized standpoint. While they were still the same Skaven everybody knows, they had a bit more of a moral. They wanted to build themselves an actual safe haven, a utopia for their kind. This was what brought the issue with the Finn folk, as to get away from their others, their less intellectual Skaven, they moved forward into the subterranean docks and ended up interloping into the area of the Finn folk. This caused a very much of a territorial war between them that lasted for quite some time. It only ever ended when the lord of the Skaven ended up disappearing one day. This brought them no sense of hope, no sense of leadership, and they ended up just sort of either dying off by being killed by the Finn folk or just scuttering off to some other unknown location.
What kind of hierarchy did they do? Was it a democracy or like a, was there a king?
They had a lord, yes. They had a king. He was really the only one in power, and he was their thoughtful leader. Little is known about what happened to him, but all we really can say for sure was most likely sabotage. The Finn folk probably learned that without him, they all just became useless Skaven, and they had no sense of direction.
So, the Skaven now, where, I mean, are there any still around, or?
Of course, there are a race of, many of them are way, way below the earth, subterranean.
Okay, yeah.
Very unlikely you ever bump into one, but.
If I do, I'll say hi.
I wouldn't suggest
now
it.
I know. Okay, I won't.
They, as I said, most of them carry diseases. They are just bloodthirsty creatures.
Here I was trying to help fight stereotypes, but I guess not.
That's what the king was trying to do, and look what happened to him.
That's
now,
true.
These fin folk are dangerous. They aren't necessarily strong on their own, but they have the numbers. They have not much of a wit, but they have a sense of combat.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, I don't know if we addressed this. Why are you telling me all this? Technically, I don't want you to stop necessarily. It's all really useful, but technically you don't have to, right?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. Well, thanks then.
I don't dabble in the issues you have down there in the material plane, but I thought this time, since our names were thrown into it and it's something of our past that I do know, helpful information's always nice. I see potential in one of your colleagues down there. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but here we're very much sensed with the elements. We are a monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And there is somebody down there who seems to have a natural sense akin that would match that of a monk. And I'm interested to see where he goes. But of course, training like this is something that goes unnoticed. So, he hands you a small ring from his hand. It's just a small silver ring with these inscriptions on it, and a small purple gem lies on the top. As long as you wear this, when the time is needed, I can see through your eyes. Simply all I ask is I've given you this information, and now I want you to keep an eye on that tabaxi of yours.
My boy Saxy?
I want to see where he goes and how he progresses. And when the time is right, I'd like to possibly train him. He would make a very good monk.
That's rad. Should I tell him or
do
no?
No, unnoticed. This is something that you do not tell him.
Subtlety is my middle name.
I want to see where he goes on his own with his own thoughts. I've dabbled a bit in his backstory. I've dabbled a bit in his history. And I'm interested in his life.
So how do I use this thing? Or are you just
wear it. All you have to do is keep it.
So I'm can sure you see through my eyes all the time?
Time is not something that happens here. I don't know if you've noticed or not, this place is a bit different from your material plane. On your plane, time is a man-made thing. Here, that does not exist. Time,
I know, and I get that, and that's super cool, but like, should I take it off in the bathroom? Like, I don't want you seeing everything.
You can take it off whenever you'd like, but whenever you're around your tabaxi friend, I'd like for you to keep it on.
Alright, that's a deal.
So, I guess you shouldn't leave empty-handed. At least give you a departing gift. I mean, it's your first time in an outer plane. Might be.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's pretty cool.
Oh?
I'm kind of wondering, is there any chance that Brad can just, like, fucking meet and greet around with all these, like, people?
You can ask.
Oh, shit. So, do you mind? Can I just, I mean, these people all seem pretty chill. Do you mind if I go introduce myself to some of them? Maybe make a couple friends?
I wouldn't suggest friends, and most of them won't talk back. A lot of them are currently still in very early parts of their training, which in return means they are not to speak to anyone, except for me.
Gotcha.
It's more of a, not much of a dominance thing, but a loyalty thing. If they can prove the loyalty, then they can move on their ranks. But most of them here are going to be mute.
It'd be kind of fun if I walk. How many are there exactly?
You look around and you head count in this area and you count about 8 people.
Okay. I could just ask him which ones aren't, but instead I'll help him out. I'll be, hey, don't worry. I'll test out their loyalty. I'll weed out the good ones, right? And I go up to just one at a time like, hey, my name's Brad. Nice to meet you.
Most of them don't even make eye contact with you and act like your presence isn't even there. But one who is wearing a particularly different style of clothing. His is kind of similar to Dax, but a lot less designed and a lot more basic. He kind of looks up. His skin's a bit more of a lighter green. His facial hair is just 2 strands down the sides of the chin that are braided, completely bald. His eyes perk up. It's a pleasure, I suppose. What may I do for you?
Oh shit, nothing. I wasn't even expecting someone to talk back. It's nice to meet you.
You're...
I'm just hanging out. I'm just passing through.
I can see that you're not from this world.
Nope.
It would be a very bright idea if you kind of kept your distance from things. You're from the material plane. Things here don't work the same.
I believe you. Am I in a closed chapel?
Yes, it's a closed monastery.
I jump.
You jump and you begin to slowly drift through the air.
I believe you. And off I go.
Once your feet touch the side of the wall, you are now standing against the side of the wall.
Oh shit, that's cool. Are you sure you want me to keep an eye on Saxy? I feel kind of like a monk myself right now, not gonna lie.
I don't want to be rude, but no. You are not the material that would make a monk.
Yep, no, I see where you're coming from on that. So, thank you. It was great to meet you. Thank you for all this info, and I have no idea how to leave.
One second, I'm looking for something. Because I had it pulled up and written down, but I think I need to dig through the email again, so one sec.
For sure.
Why is just roll with it fucking sign? What? Google keeps signing me out of the just roll with it account and saying that I'm not just roll with it. It's pissing me off.
Well, guess you can't be the DM anymore. Sorry, dude.
For real.
I've
not been chosen by Google. Like, I will sign in and it's like, we have declined this because of due to suspicious activity or something like that. Like, please verify
fucking
with your other device and stuff like that. And I was like, what?
Oh shit, wait. Did it send me a...
It let me in this time, but sometimes it does that.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I have no idea how to unlink that.
That's okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thanks, a wand with plus the 30 to hit. Who would have thought? That's canon now.
Where the fuck... God, I wish it was so much easier to organize this.
This whole time, Brad has just been bouncing around the fucking chapel, just from wall to wall.
You slowly flow back down, and your feet land right in front of Dak. And Dak hands you another ring. You're gonna be pretty jeweled out this time.
What are you, my pimp now? Jesus.
This ring is, this ring is golden, with an orange gem on the top. He hands it to you, he goes, this is the ring of discordance, which means that whenever you choose a target once per day and they have to make a wisdom saving throw of, you know, your spell save, and with an additional plus one for every willing creature who's currently touching you, and if the target fails, then they hear a very loud noise of you and every single creature that's touching you trying to harmonize at once. And they are stunned for a turn. So thank you to Anna, otherwise known as Fire Axe, for sending us that item suggestion. She says it's very similar to 3 minutes and 20 seconds of episode 5.
I actually fucking know what she's talking about there because it's so beautiful. That's awesome.
So once again, anybody else wants to send in item suggestions, you do the same thing as she did and send us an email. There's also a section of our Discord for suggestions. You can throw items or abilities or whatnot in there as well.
I like that her name is Fire Axe and she gave me a fucking ring that makes everyone sing poorly. I'm sorry. No, I like that. Okay, we're back in.
Now with that, I'll keep in touch. And then his hand touches you on the shoulder and gives you a slight push. Next thing you know, the monastery and the rocks are nowhere near you and you're slowly drifting backwards in this emptiness in this empty void of limbo. In the distance, you can see different elements of, like, fire and lightning shooting off in the distance. You see more rocks floating around. These constant, almost red-like embers seem to glow in the scenery of the sky. And next thing you know, you fall. And with a hard thud, land back on the hardwood floor of Lambert's small room.
Sup?